Jesus with me all the time. Let's sing that number 20 in our white book. Companionship with Jesus, number 20 in the white book. Tonight's our last gathering like this. Tomorrow morning we'll have worship around the table after breakfast, and then we'll be heading our several ways. And so, if you have something on your heart tonight, feel free. Be brief so that others will have a chance as well. And let's have Jesus have his way tonight. Praise God. It's always good to give thanks to the Lord. Praise God. Number 20.
Come, companionship with Jesus here. and Savior, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Lord, we thank you for these wonderful days at camp. We thank you for the privilege of being able to spend so much time looking to Jesus, so much time together in your presence. Lord, you're mindful of every prayer, of every effort to reach out to you, every time spent waiting on you. Lord, you don't forget any of these things. And Lord, they're going to make a difference in our lives. We know that. We know that when we go back home, things don't have to be as they were. But Jesus, that we can continue in prayer and continue walking with God, continue growing in grace. That's what we're expecting, Lord, that you're going to lead us on forward and deeper into your love, into all that you have for us. Going to make us a greater blessing in our churches as we fulfill our places there. Maybe teaching or ushering or whatever responsibilities we may have as we attend the services. You're going to help us to listen for the voice of Jesus, yield ourselves to your Spirit, praise you with all our heart and soul. Lord, we pray that these things that we've been talking about will be strengthened in our lives. These lights will shine more brightly than ever before. And that you will help us to be all for you in a way that we have never experienced up till now. We pray tonight, Lord, that you'll put your blessing, your seal upon our lives in this gathering. Lord, finish up whatever you wanted to do for us yet in this gathering, among this company of people, Lord. Lord, things will change tomorrow. We'll be with other people, and we'll never probably have this combination exactly as it is ever again. And so there's something special about this meeting tonight. And Lord, you're here, and that makes all the difference. Bless down in the village, Lord, as they gather around the bonfire and have their devotion and say their goodbyes. Lord, bless those girls. Thank you for the great things that you have done for them. We pray there too that you will finish up your good work in them for this time and lead them on, go before them, open the way to help that they may continue to serve you and seek you and find you. Bless those little cottagers. Thank you for bringing them through these 2 weeks, Lord. That was a long time for those little ones. And Lord, you help them. You help them with their homesickness. You help them with their little cuts and bruises and all these trials they go through at that age. We thank you, Lord. Thank you that you caused your word to go down into their hearts, that your Spirit touched their lives. And Lord, we pray there too that they will go home with new hearts, and that hearts to seek Jesus, to serve him, to love him. And as they grow, let that heart grow as well. Now we just commit this, all the gatherings of this evening to you. And we pray, Lord, that you will show us your glory yet, and that you will be satisfied with what you were able to do in our lives this season, this camp period. Bless those that are coming up for the next period, Lord. We pray that you will bless all those workers that will be staying on, and others that will be joining them, Lord. We know that they've been praying and preparing their hearts. And we pray, Jesus, that you will just bless this new group. Bless our brother John Prah as he comes to minister. And we pray there, too, that you will anoint him for this ministry and speak through him and work through him and let him see Jesus in every meeting. And we pray that you will, all through the summer, just pour out your Spirit and show us your glory and let your kingdom
be more greatly established in our lives, in this place, in this camp. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Again, it's been so good to be with you this week. You talk to different people. Some people, it went so fast. Feels like I just got here yesterday. Some of us, it feels like we've been here a long time. It all depends on your perspective, maybe your responsibilities and so on. But tonight's the last night for many of us. Who's staying on, by the way? I'd like to see who. What staff members are staying on? Wow, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Over here. Yes, how nice. Sister Elsie, you staying on? I think so. Praise God. God bless you. Thank you for your service, all of you. And for those that are staying on, you need extra strength. God has it for you. And fresh anointing. And so let's claim that tonight for one another. Let's be free. And let's rejoice greatly in His presence. That's a good one. Let's have it and see.
Fresh anointing, a fresh anointing, Holy Spirit, breathe on me, for I need a new wind, now I need to be used more for thee. Fresh anointing, fresh anointing, Holy Spirit, breathe on me, for I need a new empowering in my life to be yours, all for thee. I will serve thee, because I love thee. You have given life to me. I was nothing before you found me.
Still am.
You have given life to me.
Practice what we heard this morning. Praise Him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Wonderful Savior, wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord. Wonderful Savior, we worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful Lord. Jesus is dearer than all to me. Number 93. And then let's
say what the Lord would have us to say. Hallelujah.
Jesus is my loving Savior. So precious to me.
blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus. Thank you, God, for amazing
love.
Telling the young people in our staff prayer meeting the other day that their prayers count as much as anybody else's, and that our service here at camp becomes a ministry when we pray for those that we are serving, and that we ask God to anoint us and equip us and help us to serve with the right attitude and to be a blessing. It can just be a job, or it can be a ministry. We can bless somebody and touch someone's life. Over the years, I've heard so many people in their testimonies talk about how they were blessed by the staff, that was something that they would take home with them. They saw how the young people served the Lord. They met this one and that one who was filled with the love of God, so sweet, the smile, the kind words, the bending over backwards to make their stay at camp pleasant and blessed. And as Brother Gus says, some have served for camp for many years, and God has to raise up the next generation to catch the vision, to get under the burden of camp, to say this place is precious and what God does here is precious, and we want this to continue. I want my children and the next generation to enjoy the blessing of God at Pilgrim Camp, to meet Jesus here, and to get filled with His Spirit. We look at some of these families. You see these little children on the grounds. Well, their parents were little children on the grounds at one time. And thank God that God kept something burning here at camp all these years, so that when they grew up and had children of their own, they could bring their children to camp. And the children could experience Jesus just as they did. And now we need to do something about that. Should the Lord tarry, we want to really give ourselves to the work of camp and the ministry of camp, and pray and serve with all our hearts, and not let anything discourage us or turn us away. There are people that are depending on that. There are people that will need to come to a place like this one day? Will they find Jesus here? Will the grounds be holiness unto the Lord? Will God be able to set his presence on these grounds in the days and the years that are yet to come? And that's very much up to us. Brother Edwin one time was asked to dedicate a building in, I think it was South Africa. And he said, you know, I can pray over this building, but that's not going to make any difference whatsoever. Jesus said, you have made it a den of thieves. This church is going to be what you make it. And not that I pray over the stones and the carpet and the pews. This camp will be what we make it. We either will give ourselves to God's call and take that seriously, or we'll lose out. But I know that this is God's camp, and he'll find someone. He'll find someone that will continue. He'll find people here and there that will want to serve God and keep the ministry of camp alive and for the next generation. And I marvel that God finds people not only from the Ridgewood Fellowship. Thank God for them. This is our camp. First of all, it was given to the Ridgewood Fellowship. We have a particular responsibility to offer ourselves, serve here, fill places of responsibility. But thank God that God has found people from other churches all over the United States. And we've got people here from Germany and Austria, China, serving, loving Jesus, and seeking him together with us. And it's often the case that God will find people there. People that have a heart for God. People that want to live in the, or to learn to live in the presence of Jesus. And they see that that's the most glorious call that we could ever hear and heed. And so I'm glad for what Brother Gus said about the next generation. And you know, we have to be patient with them. It's not easy, the work. No one's getting paid financially. But the rewards are, corny as it sounds, out of this world, right? Praise God. And so I trust that your time at camp, I know there were challenges. I know that, you know, things were not always perfect, far from perfect sometimes. But, oh, Jesus sees that you were here. You stuck it out. You did your best. You wanted to finish up and serve him. And I'm sure we've learned lessons along the way. But God sees if he rewards someone for giving a cup of cold water in his name, don't you think that he's pleased and going to bless you with regard to the service that you've given him these days? I'm sure he will. Sure he will. Praise God. And so, God bless you all. Oh, let's continue to pray that Jesus will have his way at this camp till he comes, that there'll be a light burning here that many people will come to experience Jesus, fall in love with him, and experience his glory, his power, his healing, and his call. Many people have been called into ministry as they served at camp. God gave them a call in their heart. Go out into the field, either pastor or missionary or whatever that call may be. Because God calls people as they serve him. He calls the one that's pushing the plow, not the one that's sitting under the tree. He calls those that serve him where they are best they can, and then he will enlarge them and enlarge their field of service. Praise God. Hallelujah. So your work at camp doesn't end here. Praise God. But God has done something in you and for you that's going to be much far reaching than you realize. Hallelujah. Only time will tell. So let's go on serving Jesus with all our hearts, and learning our lessons, and loving one another, by the Spirit of God that dwells within us. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
120 in the hymnal. Hallelujah. Praise God.